to get in the way. All right, well, listen, we'll just keep going here with some music, some as well. Yeah, you might.
I hope you're listening, Aisling.
Continue with your cup of tea. Hi, Aisling, there you are. Pale Blue Eyes is the song. That's from Lou Reed. And before we do anything and talk about that, let's just take the first break in the program. Okay, you two are playing in Crow Park on Saturday, June the 27th, and Sunday, June the 28th. To put it simply, we're talking about the best weekend of the year. God, there it isn't time. Don't worry, it's lined up now, I think. What was I going to say? Yeah, we're going to give out the phone number in about 10 minutes' time. You can ring in with questions. I don't know where Bono is, so it doesn't matter at the moment, does it?
No.
A lot of whistling noise. That doesn't mean anything, does it? It's headphones over there, Adam, yeah. It's Adam's headphones.
Get rid of the cans.
So tell us, are there more cans? Is there? No, nobody else.
Yeah, there are cans.
Cans of tea. Oh, yeah, there they are. Oh, yeah, of course, they're not plugged in. There's still more cans, man.
It's my mic, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, how are you, Mike?
Hi, Larry. Leave it out. All right, anyway, listen, yeah,
you jokes.
You play, do I know any jokes? Yeah, there's a sandwich walked into a bar.
There he is.
Gosh, that brings me back. Ah, Bono, there you are. How you doing? Where were you?
Bagging off
your sandwich joke. Where were you? You're late.
I know,
at least someone left you. I'll take a seat over there beside Larry. Listen, Bono, we decided to put the phones on. It was Larry's idea. He said, how about putting the phones on? Let people ask him questions, right?
Yeah, we won't talk about politics, religion, sex or music, anything else that's on.
Well, then talk about Belfast. What was it like the other night? Was it good fun?
It was great. It was a bit scary, but it was also good fun.
It was scary, eh?
Well, I was scared.
Who was scared of me?
Well, you know, playing Belfast, Sunday Billy Sunday, the whole... Not that anything would happen, but just that, you know, this was kind of the test of whether what we were about.
Mm. Well, Larry just mentioned there about a review in the Times this morning about the fact of the two flags and all that sort of thing. So, like, I mean, everything went okay in terms of that, and you were happy to play, isn't it?
Not just okay, but brilliant.
Did you have something, like, to say before you played it, Bono, in terms of, like, just something to the crowd, or did you just say, here's something?
No bullshit, just Belfast. Just treat it the way we treat any other concert. It's just that, you know, it was just the best audience played. I mean, Lou Reed was speechless after his concert. I mean, this is it. You know, Belfast has thrown down the gauntlet now. Dublin has to rise to the challenge. I mean, we had a roof in Belfast to blow off. We only have the sky in Dublin. So.
And the rain. It's been a bit wet at some of these outdoor
Speaking
shows.
Of blowing off. Adam, would you just pass me one of those tins over there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the
they are. Oh, yes. They are, right.
Where are we?
Yeah, so what about the weather at some of these outdoor gigs? They haven't been crazy.
Well, we've been applying for good weather, and we've been getting it most of the time. As you probably know, Wembley, although it was raining in London at Wembley Stadium, it was dry on the Saturday show.
Yeah.
The only time it ever rained was the last show we did in Cologne. It rained for the beginning of New Year's Day, and that was about it.
Yeah.
And that, I think, was a visual effect more.
We prayed for snow, we got rain, yeah, not bad.
Oh, yeah, that's
So I think we've applied for good weather for the Croke Park show, so I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. So, overall then, have you been having a good time over the last 4 or 5 months?
Touring is hell, Dave.
You should know that.
Edge is smoking.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that, actually. I was only saying, what's all this about Edge? Just a new leaf you're turning over, apparently.
Oh, you don't, yes.
Edge is not smoking, Ashley.
Really? I'm getting a bit out of Larry, who can't smoke very well.
I thought Adam was the only one who took a cigarette, no?
No, I've been converting these chaps to my ways.
Yeah. We're really freaking out now.
Really freaking out. We're out to the church, man.
Drinking cigarettes. I mean, I'm starting on this little cuddle being major next year.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
All right. I don't know if I'm... we're going to give out the phone number. What was the phone number again, Aidan? 695544. Okay, 69. That's an 01 if you're outside Dublin, and 695544 if you want to make a phone call and ask a question. I suppose is that what it is, or something like that. And I'm available for interview between now and 10. Whiskey in the Jar. Okay, I'll play that track there. Look, we just get settled, right? This will take a long time to get settled, so I'll play this song over here on the right-hand side. Now, wait a minute, what was I going to play?
That CD.
Whatever it was. Yeah. Oh, the CD is lined up. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, let's play the CD and see what happens. This is quite strange, actually, because if this is on television, this will be quite amazing. The only person without his top off at the moment is the Edge. Everybody else has their clothes off in the
Edge
studio,
is,
in terms
Edge
of trousers.
Boxes.
And in fact, Edge has nothing on from the waist down.
And that too. So, what about Dave Banning there? Yeah. I noticed you're wearing a pretty psychedelic pair of undies yourself.
All right, this is getting ridiculous. Wait a minute now. We're going to get somebody on the phone, but before we do, Bono, tell us a joke, will you?
What joke?
The one you just told.
That is a dirty joke.
Ah, it's not that dirty. Go on, give us it again.
I tell you, Gavin told me on the way here.
Go on, blame Gavin, come on.
Well, it was Bernie and Tract, actually. Bernie and Tract were, in fact, they were on the summer holidays, as you know. And so anyway, Bernie wanted to bring home a dog, you know, a pet dog, anyway. So she was bringing it back, you know, and she bought a skunk by mistake, you know. And as a result, Tractor says, you know, that's not a dog. You've got a little puppy. That's, in fact, a skunk. So because of the Irish custom, she says, I better hide. She says, where do I hide? She says, I put it in my knickers. So Bernie says, gee, that's an awful smell. She says, if it dies, it dies.
Now that is a bit dirty for the air.
That's disgusting.
This is going on the air, actually.
Yeah. All right, let's see. It's now 25 to 9. What
are we doing?
Oh, yeah, this is about time he took a phone call. I think there's been a guy waiting on the phone for ages.
Are we on the air?
His name is Fergal O'Neill, and it's he's going to ring in. Hello, Fergal, are you there?
Yeah.
Good man yourself. Speak up a bit louder on Bob, your uncle. Okay, fire away.
Okay, I wanted to ask the lads, were they a bit really anxious starting off again for the new world tour, and why did they pick Tempe, Arizona to start off?
Have you got your clothes on? Edge is asking if you have your clothes on, Fergal.
Yeah, I have, actually. This isn't his. I know. Hello.
Good man, take him off.
Take him off before we ask him there.
Take your clothes off, just
because
he's your clothes off.
Well, anyway, go on, Edge.
What was the question?
What was the question again?
What was it like starting off in Arizona? Why did you pick Arizona? Were you apprehensive starting off the world tour?
Haven't you got an easier one there, Fergal?
Where'd you get the hat?
Ask me one on the floor.
Where'd you get the hat, he said?
The hat? Where did I get the hat? I stole it from Bonner, is the answer.
Larry,
Who were you buying the flowers for on Tuesday? I was buying it for the girl who does a wardrobe. Her name is Marion, and she's just had a little whippersnapper. And I was just going into the hospital to buy them.
Lucy Bloom Webb.
Yeah, we should play the next song for Lucy Bloom.
And so that's what I was doing, getting flowers in the hospital.
I see.
Okay, listen, Fergal, thanks for ringing in. We better take a few more. There's about 1,000 phone calls lined up, it seems, at the moment. So thanks for ringing in.
Of course, when Larry talks out a few,
we
make a headline.
Ronan Murphy. Ronan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good man, yourself. We can hear you loud and clear. Fire away.
What's the most your favourite U2 song you've ever performed on stage?
The Lost Highway is our favourite U2 song.
Give us a few verses there, Edge.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I paid the cost. When I pass by, all people say, just another guy down the lost highway. I was just a lad, barely 22. Neither good nor bad, just a lad like you. But now I'm lost, too late to pray. I started down
the lost highway.
Yay!
There you are, Ronan. That's the favorite song.
Yeah, and is the Crow Park show going to be as good as the 1985 one?
Oh, it'll be much better than that. But as Bonner says earlier, The Belfast show was spectacular. I mean, the audience were fantastic. So it's now up to the Dublin audience. They've got to outdo the Belfast audience.
Yeah.
So, okay, Ronan, thanks very much for ringing in. Okay,
we'll
thanks.
See you there.
Yeah. Okay, listen, just tell us, you just mentioned Belfast as well and Crow Park. Now, you're right in the middle of those two. So Belfast was the smallest venue or the least amount of people at a gig of the whole 18-month tour, probably. So did that bring you back to the old days? Was it like being back at some sort of, you know, the Dandelion in Dublin almost or something?
It was like the Bagot Inn, really, but a little bit bigger. That sort of thing.
Except this time we got served. Yeah, we used to play these pubs and we wouldn't be served. That was the thing. We were underage. We were 17. You know, we wouldn't even get the whiff of a pint. You know what I mean?
I do.
Ian must have just walked in with a camera.
Well, everybody is nude in the studio.
No cameras.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
I'm a modest man.
Nude radio. And Wilson's going to take a photograph.
Ooh.
Right.
Can you see that?
It's a good thing nobody can see this. The Edge's bum. It's fantastic. What a bum.
Edge's Mickey on the mic.
Now
Bono.
Family show.
Oh, no, come on, Bono. It's a family show here.
A family show.
I don't know which one's the uglier.
Which one do you talk into?
I don't believe it. He just does. Very good. Okay, at ease. But just before I get somebody else on the phone, I was wondering, yeah, tell us about the weekend then, the bands that are playing with you. Do you, like, studiously look at loads of bands and say, we definitely want these bands on? Do you pick them? Like, do you take a long time thinking of who you'd like to go with you on the road?
Actually, to be honest, that does take a lot of time early on in the planning of a tour, who the supports are going to be.
Not a lot of time. But also the fact that the shows, most of them have, like, sold out before we announced. Even the people are playing, so the people, it's just there are kind of, they're the sort of music that we would like to introduce our audience to. Like Lou Reed is somebody we've looked up to for a long time, and the Pogues are just, you know, I think, they're a wonderful bunch of tossers, but, you know, Shane McGowan's a wonderful songwriter. I mean, all the Dubliners, the Pretenders, Christy, you know, they're all people that we're into, and you know, you don't have to be into them to be into you too, but it just so happens that the people in our audience have incredible taste in music.
Oh, so Hank Williams was dead, so he was out.
Well, somebody said to me that Sunday's gig is going to be better than Saturday's, because by that stage, like, you're sort of used to Crow Park, you've done one the day before, and it goes up further on Sunday. Would that
about
be
Jamaican the tip?
No, but seriously, folks. At the weekend, will the sets change over the two nights?
They will.
For all the people, like, I mean, surely 30% will be there both nights.
Ed should be wearing the pink socks.
I'm
going to be moving the stage down the other end for the Sunday.
Oh, yeah, there is one thing I might as well get out of the way now. That is that people who have stand tickets are always saying, listen, I want to go down into the crowd. I didn't mean to buy a stand ticket. If you have a stand ticket, you can go anywhere you like. You can go down to the crowd. You don't have to stay in your seat up there. Then again, if you have a pitch ticket, you can't go up into the stand. But if you do have a stand ticket, then Bob's your uncle and you're all right. Also, to all those people who wrote in and said, could we go in and see you too? Because no doubt you'll be interviewing them this week. I didn't even say I was going to be interviewing them this week. And I'm very sorry to the hundreds of people who wrote in and who wanted to come in here tonight. But there's a lot of security men outside, and that's the way it is. We have to keep them.
Just as well, after just seeing Edge's bum on air.
Okay,
hold on. There's a card trick. Bob wants to show you a card trick.
Oh, yeah, I've got a card trick, Bob.
Oh, sure, okay.
Yeah,
right.
There's a card.
Larry?
Right.
Take a card.
Any card.
Any card. Right, go on.
Okay.
Put it back in the pack.
Yeah.
Okay. Shuffling now, folks. He's shuffling.
No problem. Okay. Think of a number between 1 and 10.
Right.
Okay, Jack of Diamonds.
Well.
He was wrong, folks. He was wrong.
It's a spade.
It's a spade.
Oh.
Yeah. 5 years wasted.
From. Next.
Okay, next. We'll take a phone
day
call.
And it was closed.
There's Michelle Keane is on the phone. Michelle, are you there?
Oh.
Oh, God, you're very far away. Can you speak up?
Okay.
Hi,
Michelle.
All right.
Here is the telephone.
Okay.
Fire away, Michelle.
Can I ask 3 questions?
Ah, sure, why not?
What's their favourite track on the Joshua Tree?
Running to Stand Still is mine.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, right?
That's the Edge's favourite track.
Okay. And what's Bono's?
Bullet the Blue Sky.
Right. When is Lauren thinking of getting married?
Well, that's a good question. No one's asked me yet.
He's already married to Adam.
I think it's when Anne decides
the answer to that.
Who's Anne? I'm available, will you?
Well, you can leave your phone number at that and give you a ring later on, all right?
And I'm going on Saturday, so can I come up and stay with you?
No problem. If you're just down in the first, say, 10 rows, and you just wave a little flag saying it's me.
Michelle, have you something against married men?
Eddie's looking very disappointed over there.
Can I really come up now? Is that a promise?
That's a promise, no problem. If you're in the first 10 rows, you wave a little flag just with me on it.
Okay.
I'll instruct Bono to take it, all right? That's
okay.
A promise.
Right, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks very much, Michelle.
Bye.
That was
only two questions. Yeah, the third one got lost somewhere along the way. So what do I do when I play a record or what? What do you think?
Do you know when you're always...
Pick up your show.
Do you know when the fairy godmother always arrives and you're always after three questions? Three wishes. You're always given three wishes. I always thought as a little boy that my third wish would be to have another 100. I mean, has that thought occurred to everybody else? I'm sure it has.
There's a very simple way around that, Bono. I'll tell you what it is. If you get three wishes, your first wish is that you want 10 million wishes.
Right.
And then you're all right.
Yeah. You
don't have to wait till the third.
Yeah. Exactly.
Really?
It's like a three-part question. Do you know the three-part question in the football quiz, no?
Tell us that.
So which one do you want first? The third part. Okay, who scored the goal? No, maybe we should just take an ad break. We'll take an ad break, yeah. Larry, you were brilliant. That was Larry Mullen singing along there. Excellent. He didn't know all the words, but it was good enough for me.
I guess so. He got confused a wee bit in the middle.
Okay, listen, we might as well take somebody else from the phone. So who are we going to go to first? Are we going to Michelle Keane? Maybe Michelle. You know, we were already with Michelle Keane. How about Samantha Fitzgerald? Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
Hello, she's there, yeah. Say what you want to say, Samantha.
I'd like to ask the band, what do they think of all the publicity they're getting over the...
Samantha, hello.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Is your radio near the microphone?
Yeah, we're at the Lord now.
Good, right.
Turn it down a bit.
I'll turn it off.
He said turn it off. I'd like to ask, is what you think about the publicity as I get since the Joshua Tree?
Well, I personally think that it's fantastic, but I'm also bored with just the quantity of trivia that's been written about the band. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, it's great that we get that much recognition, but I don't know how people stick it, to be honest. I'm bored, so I don't know what other people...
And it's not as if Edge's underpants aren't interesting. They are interesting. It's just...
Put them back on again.
Yeah, no, you got a good point there. I was just saying to somebody last night that a lot of people think that it's us winding it up or whatever. And basically, it's just the press going on their own initiative and that, and we don't have that much to do with it. Obviously, a lot of it's good, but as Ed says, there's a little bit of saturation at the moment. And, you know, we're trying to live here, so the more press that we get here, the more difficult it becomes to actually be a human being in this country. But, you know, that's the... If I can say without sounding like an asshole or whatever, it's, you know, it's the price you pay, unfortunately.
Is that good enough, Samantha?
Yeah. There's two more questions to come. I'd like to ask you, can I have your autograph?
Can you have an autograph?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Got a pen and a piece of paper?
Yeah. No.
I will sign an autograph for you live on Larry's...
On Larry's chest. Oh, God. I don't believe it.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm Esther Stone. I'm from Ballyfermot. And I'd just like to know, there's a bit of controversy over your concert in Wembley. Where you sang Maggie's Farm and you exercised your views on what you thought of who people should vote for in the general election. Do you think you had the right to exercise that view?
No, but we did.
That was just a bit of a firecracker thrown in for a laugh. You know, people took it extremely seriously, but in fact there was a bit of a wink involved in that. But it's great to see that the Conservative Party taking it that seriously to actually comment in the press. I thought that was great.
I must say... In all fairness to you there, Reg, I took it quite seriously myself, you know. I know he said it.
Go on.
Okay, Samantha, thanks very much, because we're going to have to go to an ad break now. We've got to earn some money here. So thanks very much for ringing in. Is it time to go to the ad break yet? Yeah, sure, we might as well, yeah. Okay, let's get serious for a second and press this button here on 2FM. It's 9 o'clock.
He says it's a disastrous blow to the establishment of an indigenous film industry, just as Ireland was beginning to make its mark internationally.
Also, there's been an uproar.
Uproar
in RTE studios as Donna Traynor has, in fact, taken off her clothes live on air tonight. RTE 2 FM. How do you feel about that, Donna, tonight?
Cold.
Fair play to you, Donna.
I just want to complain, actually, about the film board thing. This is terrible.
Yeah, what's that about the film board? It's been taken off, yeah?
It's been abolished.
That's the pit. That is the pit.
And what are they replacing it with, Donna?
They are replacing with a new tax incentive, so anyone who has any money, well, there you go, invest it in filmmaking.
Where are you from, Donna?
Where am I from?
Yeah.
Where do you think?
You sound very Black Rock to me, I must.
Oh, of course.
Well, I must admit, I haven't got my cine camera, Donna, with me, but we have got a Polaroid of you without your clothes, so thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Donna. Good luck.
See you, Donna. Bye.
All right, are we going to take somebody else on the phone yet? Yeah, we have somebody else.
It's
Breed Rowe on the phone, no?
Yes.
Oh, hello, Breed. How are you doing?
Hello.
From Blessington.
Have you got your clothes on?
Yeah, well, living.
Have you got your clothes on?
I do.
Oh,
gosh.
Sorry, Breed. No questions will be asked until you take your clothes off.
No way.
No way.
Breed?
Well, Breed is cool.
I have no questions asked. I just want to say hello to you two. And hello to Larry Mullins. I think he's a very amusing person.
No, thank you.
He needn't worry. I don't want to marry him. I'm already married.
Oh, you don't?
So, no, I don't want to marry him.
Oh, he's worried now.
I'd say he is.
I'm disappointed.
So, I hope your concert anyway goes well at Croke Park.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Thanks very much, please.
Right.
Bye.
Okay, bye. What else are we going to do here now? Think of something to do, will you?
Redhead.
Maybe you have to take socks off.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play Redhead.
Jimi Hendrix.
I moved that thing over there. Hold on, I did it, yeah. Okay, we're going to play Redhead by Jimi Hendrix, I hope. Anne Doyle. Really? So Adam lusts after Anne Doyle, yeah? Really?
What's the news, you see, Anne Doyle?
She's on the cover of the RT Guide this week. I'll give you a framed photo of it later, Adam. I don't know, I've got to change the CD, I've got to put another one in. So while I'm doing that, there was some mention, or I don't know who it was one of you said something about the idea of, like, you know, every few years you bring out an album, you do a big tour, and I'm just bringing out a few rock and roll singles and to hell with it, even cover versions or whatever. Do you ever think, like, is that what you want to do?
Well, I'd really like to just put out a few singles, rock and roll 45s, because you think, when I was growing up, I really got off on things like, you know, the Who singles and Rolling Stones singles, and things like that, and, you know, and girls as well, but, I mean,
what a pair of boxer shorts.
I think actually it is better with them on. But no, I would like, I just think that rock and roll's got a little too kind of civilized in its own way, and you know, it's you put out your mega LP and then you have your mega tour and then you have your mega silence for 2 years, and because it takes you 2 years to recover. But what we like to do is we're really into being in U2 at the moment, so we like to just keep writing songs. We've written some songs already since the Joshua Tree, and we'd like to put them out at the end of the Joshua Tree trail, you know.
But like, you had written a lot of songs before. I mean, you had what, like 24 songs out here. Are they all going to turn up at some stage on B-sides and things?
Well, they're turning up on every single we release has two originals.
Two singles, there for four new songs.
Like, I think the Whistle Without You EP is an extraordinary. I mean, I would listen to that myself. You know, I think Walk to the Water and Luminous Times are two of the best tracks U2's written, and they just didn't fit the Joshua Tree.
But wait a minute now, because the first song I played in the program tonight was Walk to the Water. This is ridiculous. We're all sitting here nude. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Not only anyway, that, I think we have the world in action.
Oh, yeah, the television crew just walked in. A world in action television crew, yeah. But no, I just played Walk to the Water at the very beginning of the program, and Edge was saying, yeah, I wanted that in the end. So, I mean, did you three say no? Sorry, you're wrong.
Bastard.
Just wasn't.
To be honest, if we gave in to Edge, the whole thing would be, you know what I mean? It'd sound like a bleeding soundtrack, wouldn't it?
Oh, that was below the barcode chart.
When you bitch.
Oh, Larry. God, look at that big mess.
The beastie boys. You know, I've got open the beer on my face.
Have we anybody else on the phone, Aidan? No? Yeah, well, there is there? I don't know who it is, but hello, is anybody on the phone?
Hello.
What's your name?
Christopher.
Christopher, how you doing? Where are you ringing from?
Poppentry, Ballymun.
Poppentry, Ballymun.
Yeah.
Good man.
So, fire away.
Okay, I'd just like to ask Bono, how long did it take him to write the music for the Joshua Tree?
A little bit too long. You know, what's your name again?
Christopher.
Christopher. First of all, you make a record. By the end of the record, you've learned how to write songs. Then you go on the road and you learn how to be on the road. By the end of the being on the road, you forget how to write songs again. And so it took us about 6 months to, just being playing in a rehearsal room and playing in Larry's back room and Adam's room, just playing around for about 6 months before we got any good. And then after we got tuned in, it only took us about 3 months to write the songs and 3 months to record the songs for the Joshua Tree.
Mm-hmm. And what did you actually use for inspiration?
For inspiration?
Joshua?
No, for inspiration, you just pick up on everything that's going on around you. I mean, that's it, are you in a band, Christopher?
Would you believe I am? Well, it's not exactly a band, it's a pop duo.
A what?
A pop duo.
A pop duo?
Uh-huh. We're not really heard of yet. Her name is Deja Vu.
That's very good.
I've heard of them before.
Well, probably. But we've actually got at the moment about 40 songs.
Of your own?
Of our own. With lyrics, and we've demoed 5.
That is amazing. You know, Bruce Springsteen, for his records, sometimes he writes 50 or 60 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he even records them in different keys and everything. Mm-hmm. We haven't got to that. So you sound like you're much better organized than we are, actually.
I wouldn't say that yet. We haven't actually got a contract yet.
You haven't got a contract yet. Out on you.
We're trying like anything, you know. I was just wondering, as a matter of interest, how are you to actually, let's say, help along a pop duo in the music business?
I don't know much about it. The only pop duo I know is Larry and Adam. And I don't think they'd have 40 original compositions there between them.
The boys are back in town for guests.
Oh, we've now 40 different positions.
Well, at the moment, we actually have an American interest.
An American interest? You have an American girlfriend, is that it?
Yeah, well, at the moment, we've gotten about 3 people interested in this in America, in California.
They live in America and they're interested in your band.
At the moment. Well, it's not exactly a band. As I said, it's just 2 of us. We're actually a pop duo. I play keyboards, and Paul himself, he plays guitar, writes lyrics, and sings.
Yeah.
We actually get all the music out, would you believe, in our bedroom.
Well, that is...
We don't...
The studio's around town at the moment. I think it's amazing that you've got some American people that are interested in you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the people now, at the moment, as far as I know, the people that are supposed to be listening to it is one place called Capitol Records in America.
Now they're a good label, Capitol.
Now whether they've actually used something for us, we don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
We received a letter from Paul's friend over there, Deirdre. She just wrote back and said she's just passing on the package.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you well in your pop duo. And when Larry's just said to me that if he does get married, he can play at his wedding, which is
okay.
I think it's a great start out in life. So
all right,
God bless you.
Christopher, thanks very much for ringing in. Somebody else just walked into the studio. Jerry, Ryan.
Oh, no, I've seen everything now.
Jerry, take your clothes off.
I think they should do.
I'm Jerry.
They're all in the knit. That's disgusting. That's contagious. That's what's so bad.
You're disgusting. You're not in the dip.
I'm Jerry.
Rip
him off there, Jerry.
You rip him off, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're taking them
off. Take off here.
Oh, you're doing the music, I'll take them off.
Like lambs in sheep's clothing, Terry.
Make jokes like, oh no.
Oh, no jokes like that, no. Okay.
Wait for more.
Oh, Larry.
More.
Jerry, put them on again.
You made it
perfect.
You
see this bit, dude.
Oh, he got boxer shorts as well. Pretty good, Jerry. All right, what are we doing now? Do you want to talk to somebody on the phone here, Jerry? Look, Claire Hogan. Claire Hogan. No, wait, I think we talked to her, haven't we?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't, Claire. How are you doing?
Hello.
Ah, there you are. You're in Mulholland.
Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
who's that talking?
Ed.
Ed.
Oh, can't you
tell? Oh, hey, do you remember me?
Yeah.
Do you?
Of course I do.
You know, Ed. I didn't realize because I've never met you.
Do you remember me? Which Claire Hogan is it?
Are you taping it?
Where are you from, Claire?
Are you taping it? Mulhuddard, out here in Mulhuddard.
Mulhuddard?
Yeah.
What? Go on now, and you don't remember me.
No,
that's
terrible. When you had the short hair, do you not remember?
I do.
He's trying not to forget.
Is that Women Lane last year?
Last year.
You were walking in with a bottle of champagne.
That's the one, yeah.
That's the same Claire Hogan. So, Claire, have you got a question?
Yeah, how did the band feel about the Irish music scene at the moment?
It's very good.
It's very professional.
Extremely good.
Very professional.
There's a lot of bands and, Ireland's always been hot on...
very professional.
On being professional. No, but there is a lot of good groups around and...
No.
I mean, come on. I believe the Hot House Flowers are signed. The Hot House Flowers, the Subterraneans.
Aslan.
A brilliant band.
Goldenberg.
Light a Big Fire. The Kid Sisters. Plug.
Are you joking me?
No, there's a lot of good groups around.
Well, what about the younger Irish bands?
Like
Guernica, the Baby Snakes, Lord John White.
Oh, yeah.
The Summer House and Our House.
Well, it sounds like you've come across a few groups that we haven't.
Summer House are good, yeah. They're very good.
Good, yeah.
Stars of Heaven are good as
well. Into the Baby
Snakes. Michael, isn't he? No, there's a lot of good groups, and sooner or later, somebody else is going to come along and knock us off our pedestal, which is we're looking forward to, because we want to retire, really. That's what we want to do. Right. We've had enough of
tour.
Actually, we're very lonely. It's lonely at the top.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Claire, thanks very much for ringing in. Good luck, thanks. Hold on a second. Bono, I was just going to say that you say you're very lonely. What's it like on the road these days? In the old days, you used to be able to go down. I remember doing a tour of Ireland, and after Cork, after the gig, you were in the dressing room for about 20 minutes, and then after the gig, you went out and you sort of did your half hour of talking to people and signing autographs and that. Can you do that anymore?
Did last night.
That was the smallest gig on the tour.
The only restriction is the number of people that you have to talk to, and so what we tend to do is try and find manageable numbers of people and talk to them. So it's not always outside the gig, but it's wherever we can find them, like outside record shops. We did that in Belfast when we did the Ogo Whistle Test, or if we can find people maybe a few hours outside the gig. It's just if you've got 5,000 people outside a venue, there's no way you can go out and talk to them. It'd be a pointless thing. So if you find 30 people or 10 people, then we go and do that.
Yeah.
So, it still happens. It's just, it's not quite as easy as it used to be.
There is an element where you get it. We are getting a bit cut off. We are being cut off and kind of, separated. We are, separated a little bit more now. And I don't like it, but you've just got to live with it. I mean, we have to play these big gigs, because if we play the small gigs, the ticket touts charge, they make a fortune on our fans, and we don't have it like that. So we play the big gigs, and you play the big gigs. It's just the way it goes. We're just going with it. And it's not important, that you might meet, 10,000 people. It's important that you meet one person that has something to say to you that's relevant. And often we do meet those people with something to say, but I don't think... I miss it, and I miss being able to, meet somebody after a concert and go back to their place and have a cup of coffee or sleep on their floor or something like that. I miss all that. We used to have people, I had 13 people staying in my room at one stage when we used to tour through England. People used to travel, come out for the week or come out for the tour, and they'd be traveling, staying in all our rooms. It was amazing. Now we're getting a bit cut off from that, but in fact, it is just the way of it, and I suppose we've accepted it reluctantly.
Well, we have Jerry Ryan on the phone now. Jerry, do you have a question to ask?
Do I have a question to ask? Yeah, they are actually almost completely in the nip. I'll just give a quick description. I think it's the best way to describe it. Bono's now actually going to stand up, and he's going to produce.
Reveal his blue underwear.
Yeah, Adam's very, very close to him. When Bono was speaking there about being separated, he wasn't joking. We are having a lot of difficulty separating them here at the moment.
Now we're getting very worried about it.
I mean, after all, Fanning's program up until now has been a family show.
Did you know that Dave Fanning had a hairy chest? Because I didn't.
No, and it's extraordinarily hairy.
It looks like the sort of jungle you got lost in a few weeks ago there, Jerry.
Tell us about that one, Jerry.
Ah, well, it's a long story, Jay. It's a long story.
That's what we were saying when we were looking at Edge.
How did you blokes hear about that, anyway?
I'll tell you, good job Chrissy Hynde isn't here. She'd have you for lunch.
No, she wouldn't. Not if she knew the real story.
Thanks very much.
Oh, yeah, she's a vegetarian.
Vegetarian, yeah.
Well, she wouldn't have me for lunch, then.
Okay, we have somebody else on the phone, Angela Walsh and Santry. Angela, are you there?
Yes, how are you?
Oh, sure, God, I'm fine. How are you?
That's great, Dave. That's great.
Okay, well, fire away. Well,
I was just going to ask the band, are they going to release another two songs from the Joshua Tree to kind of make up a fall pack, if you know what I mean, as they had the edge of the first cover and then they had Larry? Are they going to kind of make it a fall pack, if you know what I mean?
In other words, will Adam and Bono be on the cover of the next two singles?
Yes.
If we get a camera in here, no problem.
Yeah,
it's not something that we thought about. We put the four members on each single. It's just the way it happens. The next single might not necessarily have either Adam's mug or Bono's mug on it. Just one of those things, you know?
It's just kind of, you know, it seems old
fishing,
you know what I mean?
Seems what? Do you have a radio on behind you?
No, I haven't, no.
All right.
Don't worry, Larry.
It's probably Bono's headphones.
Or
I don't have any headphones on.
Oh.
It's just that kind of
thing,
you know what I mean?
It's very what?
A kind of fifth thing, you know, like you have the edge on first.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have Larry.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, we're sick of seeing Bono on the cover of things.
Yeah.
Now, myself and Adam are feeling a little bit bad at the moment. We've only been making cameo appearances in the videos. And, you know, basically, it's just to put this rumour aside of, you know, it's Bono and Edge's band, you know.
It's a revolt in the backing band.
Basically.
Okay, listen, thanks very much, Angela, for ringing in, because we have loads more calls. Tracy Parks is ringing in from Birmingham. Tracy?
Hello, Tracy. Is Tracy there? No?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Colin Doolin, is that right?
Mm.
No.
No,
Colin is lost as well. Is Colin there? Sharon, you have Colin? No? No, Colin.
Is there anybody else?
Anybody on the phone? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Dave.
Who's that?
This is still Angela. No,
Angela's still here.
What I want to say, would Lauren say hello to Tracy? She's here from Birmingham. She's come all the way from
I get you now, right.
Yes,
what,
that's what her name.
What's her name, Tracy?
She's from Birmingham and we're both going to see you too.
And her name's Tracy, is that right?
Yes.
Hello, Tracy, how
Thank
are you?
Thank you very
much. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a million. See you, Angela. Good luck. Okay, now, we might have Colin Doolin on the line from Clare, do we? No. Maybe it's Colin.
Hello?
In Doolin in County Clare, maybe.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, Clane. He's from Clane.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Colin. How are you doing?
Is this Bono?
Is this Bono? No, this is Dave Fanning. Bono. Bono doesn't have headphones.
Oh,
hold on,
I got
hold on. Here he is now. Are you ready?
Well, I want to ask him, did his personality change since he started?
Well, since I started, I found that a great deal of things have changed in my life. And what is your name, little boy?
Pardon?
What is your name, little boy?
Oh.
Sorry. What's that in English? Sorry, I'm back now. I'm back to normal. Personality crisis. I have one every day. I don't know who I am. And that's why I write songs. I think that's why any songwriter writes songs, because he doesn't know who he is. So he tries to find himself in the songs he writes. There's a deep answer.
Is that okay, Colin?
The shallow one didn't work.
Have you got any free tickets?
Any free tickets?
I haven't got any pockets.
Not at all, any free tickets.
No, there are no free tickets at the moment, Colin, but they can be bought at HMV. Is that all right, Colin?
Yeah, right.
Okay, thanks very much, Colin.
God bless, Colin.
Come on yourself. Fair play to you. Listen, there's one thing that Bono, that or any of you, I don't give a damn who answers this. There's one thing that Eamon Dunphy has said, which is that
so much for being a figurehead.
That is that, like, you've all shared your success with Ireland as opposed to a lot of the rock stars of the past. I mean, certainly Bob Geldof hasn't as much, say, for instance. So, like,
only a few of them, Dave. That's why we're sharing it.
I shouldn't be asking these stupid questions. God, forget it. Listen, do you want to hear some music or
yes,
something?
Yeah. No, I'll ask a is another stupid question.
Hey, have you any more jokes, Bono?
Tell them about Ronald Fett.
Edge's cousin, dude.
Edge's cousin.
Short ones, that's the only problem. Did you hear about the
Three Bears?
Tell the joke about the Three Bears there, Lawrence. Lawrence, Mary Mullen's going to talk about the Three Bears.
Story of the Three Bears. You got Mammy Bear, Daddy Bear, Baby Bear. And, you know, the usual rap, and they come downstairs and they make the porridge, and the porridge is too hot, you know, so they all go for a walk, and then they come back, and Daddy Bear says, "Who's been eating my porridge?" And Mother Bear says, "Who's been eating my porridge?" And Baby Bear says, "Fake the porridge, somebody just told the video stream."
Oh, there you go, that's a contemporary Daddy Bear joke. All right, so what'll I do? Will I play a record, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I just pressed it for. I can't remember what's on. Oh, yeah, it's a perfect day. This is for Edge. Lou Reed. We go home. Hey! Donna Trainor is here. Wait a minute, I'm going to take this song down. I'm going to start it off again. Donna Trainor is over. From the newsroom, ladies and gentlemen, it's Donna Trainor.
It's a pleasure to meet you, ma'am.
That's
very fast.
It's brilliant,
isn't
it?
Was it
good? Very good. I like the way you
dissolved
it with air
flying
business,
you
know?
Yeah.
Very, very good.
What happened to your neck?
It pulled muscles.
Oh, really?
In the right hand side. So, what are you doing?
Reading the news.
Connected to that. My story is that in a draft.
Okay. Fair enough, sir.
Was it a Smithwick's draft or a magic
Okay, well, we get back to the record. Thanks very much, Donna, for coming over. Wait a minute, just press that button to see the work again. I don't know what's happening here. Is that working?
Play number five.
Play number five, okay. That was a perfect day. Is it going to be a perfect day at the weekend? I never read out the weather forecast. I don't know where it is.
It's actually very good, apparently. The long-range forecast is for sunny day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sunny day on Saturday and raining on Sunday, is that?
No, both days.
I don't put my faith in that.
Well, if anybody wants to ring in, it's 695544 and 01 before that if you're outside Dublin. Which track do you want from this
number
moment?
Number five, I want to play for Ali.
Number five, play for Ali. Great, okay, number five.
Like a takeaway. Number five for Ali, please.
You got the right one there?
Yeah, I do have the right one. Hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So, are you into John Lee Hooker, Bono, yeah?
I'm John Lee Hooker, yes, I am.
Because I remember, you said that, like, listen, we were fed up with blah, 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 we're going to have a rock and roll album this time around. And
no, I didn't say that about the Jesuit Tree.
Oh, did you not?
I didn't say that about the Jesuit Tree.
I stand corrected.
Do you want me to draw on you?
Yeah, why not? Give me your autograph on my chest.
Why you say this?
Okay, I wonder, should I play a song while this is going? Oh my God, he's coming over. Look at his blue underwear. Bono is wearing blue underwear with a white top and good old jockey shorts.
The white top?
I think, no, it's the white top and the blue underwear.
Blue
Jim, how you doing? There you are. What?
Blue off
of the wall. I got this on my back, yeah. Oh gosh, that tickles. Do you want to spell it? B-O-N-O, right? Have you got it, yeah? Okay, it's got it. Have you got the camera there, Adam, yeah?
Spin the record there, Dave.
Well, I say record, okay. This is John Lee Hooker. Oh, wait, that's not... It's probably not cued in, probably. That could be the end of the last track, so I know.